was something I was reading, and you know how social media is. It becomes a battleground for ideologies to go at it nonstop. It never ends. And there was a topic of discussion where it was some sort of a post where it was showing the differences in the criminal justice system as far as the preferential treatment of races and whatever it is, right? I mean, it was just a post, and of course, a person that thought differently, it looked like it was a liberal versus conservative thing. The argument was from the conservative that, hey, listen, you know, you are putting up this post without doing the research, and you yourself are privileged. You're not impoverished and you're not poor, so how can you speak on those things? And I don't understand that argument as far as when, let's say, somebody like Kaepernick that grew up in a stable background, or anybody that wants to speak on behalf of the little person has a problem with it if they don't come from that background. In this particular case, in this post, it came from a rapper, and that person was stating that, okay, how dare you when you're making millions and you're set for life and you're still pointing these things out? This doesn't apply to you. And I guess my argument with that, with anybody that's saying that another person can't fight for the little people or can't fight for the injustices that are very blatant at times, is something that I have a problem with, because it's one thing to have a freedom of speech, right? To be able to speak your mind and to have an opinion. But it's another thing to say that because of your status in life, you cannot speak on certain things, meaning that you cannot, if you're a person, especially if you came, let's just say you came from the ghetto and then you made it into multimillionaire, for some reason you're supposed to disregard your background. You're supposed to disregard whatever it is you came from, whatever impoverished background you grew up in. I just saw the Genghis Khan miniseries on YouTube as far as educational. I kind of go down those rabbit holes, as I always say. So I was watching about Genghis Khan. That guy was ruthless, boy. But the premise of him was a person that grew up impoverished and tough beginnings, and he ended up being one of the most powerful men in civilization, Eastern civilization, for a long time. But he was driven by the things that happened to him in his childhood, and he tried to correct the wrongs all his life growing up and by making changes, right? It wasn't all for the positive. He wiped out lineages and stuff like that. But my whole point is that you can't forget about your past because it makes you who you are. So for anybody, especially a conservative, looking at somebody and saying, well, you're a millionaire, you're in a different world, that doesn't apply to you. Even though you grew up in that world, even though you come from that world, you're not there now, so therefore you can't talk about it. I think that's not a very solid argument. You can say that if a person wants to take on the mantle and they've never been around it, like people say about Kaepernick, okay, maybe he never grew up in it. He grew up in a stable background, but again, it comes back to the whole perception is reality. Once you step out of that environment you grew up in and people look at you, do they view you as your background? If you looked at Kaepernick, would you think that he came from that background, all tatted up with an afro? If you didn't know him from a hole in the wall, would you think that? And that's why he was taking on the fight, in my opinion anyway. I think that's what was happening with him, is that he's dealt with those bigotry and discriminatory things that happen to people, no matter their background, no matter how much money they make. I mean, didn't Oprah get profiled over at somewhere over in Sweden when she was in a store, like a fancy store, and they kicked her out and didn't even know it was Oprah? Like, Oprah Winfrey got the business, you know? So that lets you know right there. And I know all people get it. My whole thing is just saying that you can, especially if you come from that background, you could definitely talk on it. Just like I can talk about the struggles of the ghetto and coming from a poor environment because I grew up in it. Not all my life, but a good portion of my life where it impacted me to this day. it's something that I'm very aware of, and I'm able to contrast, and I'm always constantly digging back in the crates and looking at stuff that went on in the past and comparing it to today and trying to contrast what the lifestyle I have with the one that my daughter has. Like, for example, she's 8 and a half. I was thinking to myself, you know, this is what's going on for me at 8 and a half. This is what I was thinking. So I just try to go along those lines. But to say that, it's a very dumb counterpoint for anybody that feels someone is speaking on racial injustice as far as the criminal system, because let's face it, our society is built so that the elite, the people that are making money, are able to control the masses. It's in all reality, that's how it's always been. The powerful have to control the masses, because the masses are the majority, right? And they could be overthrown or they can be wiped out. So in this modern age, that's the way it happens, through politics, through the control of the systems and all these things, right? I mean, there's just no way that a person that comes from a poor zip code is able to have any control. And I think that's where people get mistaken with the racism. I think there's racism on both sides. But the difference is that black people or people of color cannot act on it. So, for example, if I'm a racist at my job, there's nothing I could do about it because I'm just a cog on the wheel. But when the person leading the charge, the person that is in power and supervisory position or owns the company, feels the same way, meaning racist, then that's a different, because now they can impact the people that they have a bigotry against. Just like the presidency, just like any position of power, if anybody has those biased views, then it's going to impact people down the food chain. Just how it is. And that can't be ignored. That's the part that we can't ignore. Somebody is homophobic and they're in a position of power, that's going to impact people that are gay and lesbians, right? If people are racist against people of color. So that's kind of where the racism kicks in, because I guess for me, racism, the way I view it, is being able to do something about it, being able to act on it, not just saying it that I hate the people of color, but also being able to impose rules, right? Like the criminal justice system, it is built in a way that it gives a huge disadvantage to people from poor economic backgrounds. And it's modern day labor, cheap labor. It's almost the equivalent of slavery in some cases, you know, because, again, once you get that strike on you, it's going to be very hard. You can't vote, can't carry weapons, you can't. And I know you're trying to tell people, don't do it at all. Don't do it in the first place. I didn't do it. But I was hearing Meek Mill talk about this as a rapper, a young rapper. He was talking about this at an interview. He was saying, hey, how would you feel if in the environment that you grew up in, every day people were dying, every day you were seeing bodies, close people in your life have passed away because of the violence that is not being controlled in your environment? So what are you going to do? You have to survive, right? I mean, you can't. And those are things that somebody that comes from middle class, I understand, because I was exposed to it later on in life, and it's like they don't have a clue. They have no idea what the mindset is. They have no idea about how that environment is ruthless and it's full of ignorant people, and it's a vicious cycle, right? And that's why people, when they get up out of there and they're in a position of success, they still are fighting for the little guy. They're still fighting for those injustices, for those people that they represent, because in reality, it's still them. You know, that's where they came from. So I think the argument when you're saying to somebody, hey, you know, I just don't pick up that baton. You moved on. You succeeded. How dare you try to claim like you're one of them when you're not anymore? You're a millionaire now, paying taxes and living in a nice house. You have no idea about that. Well, I guess the person is saying that doesn't have any clue about the impact and the trauma such an environment has on you. It's forever. Again, Genghis Khan, just recently something I watched. He's forever impacted by his upbringing. And it just resonated, and he became very powerful at the end. He didn't need to do what he kept doing, but he did it. All right? So I guess what I'm saying is that for anybody that tries to talk to somebody, right, when there's an argument going on and they're saying you're in no position to argue for the little guy or for such things because you're not in that position anymore, you have to be understanding that the whole body of work consists of that background, of that upbringing, and they can speak on it, right? I mean, it's just like if you grew up in a military lifestyle, but you're not in it anymore, or your family was a military life, and you moved from city to city, from base to base. You may not be doing it anymore as an adult, but you could speak on that because of your experiences growing up. Who am I to tell you? You know, how can I tell you that you don't understand the struggles of life in the military because you grew up in it, right? That's my whole point, is that we have to let people fight for the little people. If a celebrity wants to fight for a cause, and or somebody that has a following, and we all know that, for example, a rapper was somebody that was involved in crime or involved in illegal activities as part of their upbringing, and you know that they understand that. They understand that cycle. And until you yourself live in a Martin Luther King for years environment or live in the projects, and if you never privileged to live in it, that's awesome. Don't even worry about it. But I think it's not, I don't know if people are trying to give guilt to other people. I think it's just bringing awareness to it. Bringing awareness to it, because what's happening is that there's a level of ignorance that happens that people just think, well, they don't understand that there's different lives going on in the same cities. I always go back to that. I feel that people get stuck in a bubble, that they don't look past it, and they don't try to understand the world around them, both the good and the bad. And they just feel like, well, those people that are in bad spots, they bring it onto themselves. I'm sure in many cases they do. But I always go back to my analogy. When you live in a nice zip code and you go down that street or that community, most of those people are going to be successful. Sure, you're going to have a person that's not going to make it or that's going to have troubles, right? But we can say that the environment those folks are in are conducive to success or being a productive citizen. And conversely, when you're in a ghetto or in a bad area and you go down the street, most of those people, when you go down that street, they're not going to make it. So you're going to have a person here or there that makes it and that is able to be a productive citizen, worst case scenario. But, you know, to say that they are bringing it upon themselves, it's a very tough circumstance. And I think that people don't dive into it, and they don't want to dive in, and I get it. There's a lot of unspoken truths out there that happen. It's no different than me when I talk all day about the relationships and the mindsets in them. And it's like it's certain things that people don't want to talk about, and I get it. Because it's a very uncomfortable thing, and it's not something they can relate with, so thus they don't have a need to pick up the sword and fight for the little person or fight for the injustices because it doesn't apply to them. And I get it. Personally, I just try to live my life and try to avoid both sides of the friction. And if someone talks to me in private, sure, we can have a discussion. But I think overall, if we try to learn one another and learn how to coexist, and but we should not be in a point of guilt. We should see that, okay, this is wrong. Let's address these things on a macro scale because it's never going to get fixed on both sides. Both sides have to look in the mirror and make some hard changes or take some tough stances, right? When I'm talking about the rich and the poor and the people of color versus, let's say, the whites, so that feel many people of color feel they're privileged. I'll leave with this, man. D.O. Hewley was fucking saying something. It was hilarious. He was saying something along the lines of, man, if you're a white person and you're struggling now, you screwed up. Because you had a 400-year head start. Like, you're a failure. I'm like, oh, man, that's brutal.
T.L. Hughley just speaking his mind, black comedian, boy. But I do think that there is always comedy and satire and everything that we have contrasting views on. Nothing wrong with it, but I feel that if you're going to have a serious conversation and you want to claim the other person is not from that background, it doesn't matter. Are they championing a good cause? Are they championing a cause that tries to bring equality and tries to bring people together? If that's the case, then okay, awesome. You know, as long as they're not pimping. But again, that's always the argument. It never ends. Never ends the battle of arguing and being right or wrong, right?